All right, Token Smart Podcast, back with Trizlet and Matthew. Trizlet found his way out from being buried under electrical cords last week, or whatever we were speculating his work problems were, so glad to have him back in the fold here. And all systems go, right? We got an awesome AP whip coming up tonight with an art drop with some really sick comic book art that Matthew was sharing with me earlier. On the heels of another killer Pranksyland event, two in the same week last week, and the social media buzz from that has been so fun and pretty much ongoing since then. And we're not totally done there. We're going to stagger the rest of the rollout out a little bit, but we got one more parcel to check out over there and a massive Escape the Room style game that is in its final stages of development. Not to mention the regular Thursday whip coming up. We gotta, you know, I'll show you guys, or I'll probably post about it afterwards. Mark Render sent me this message this morning that was like, I got some antiquated voxel smelter from one of the neighboring areas or whatever in crypto voxels because he wants to do this token burning event on Thursday. And I'm like, what the hell is Mark talking about? And I click on the link and pop into his parcel where we held the event in the Rendar Art Gallery. And he's literally got like a voxel smelter that's like chugging along with like a fire inside of it with like tokens being animated, like going inside of it. So I was like, oh my God, man. Rendar is not playing around with this like token burning ceremony that he wants to have on Thursday. And so much cool stuff, man. I know we got this fashion show coming up that we're trying to figure out if we can roll into the whip in some way. So looking back and looking forward, tons of cool stuff. So how are you guys doing? What's been top of your news feed lately?
Dude, that's pretty awesome. Now I need to go check his thing out. Actually, I've just I've been talking to Mark because during his drop a couple weeks back, I bought one of those Chio pieces, and he actually sent me the piece, and holy cow, it's nice. I need to get a nicer frame and not just the cheapo ones to put that one in, you know.
I got mine in the mail over the weekend too. It's like Christmas. Go ahead, man.
I gotta apply for mine. I'm totally slacking on stuff like that because also I'm thinking like halfway around the world, is it going to come here? Like I always have that consideration. I also feel like it's a little bit of a burden to have them ship it all the way over here, but I've seen people who framed it and it looks super nice, so I gotta get on that. But from last week, I feel like Paradox's compilation video or the montage video of Pranksyland and Thursday's Whip is just like insane. Like I know all of you saw it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, holy F, just tweeted that out there. And I was literally watching it all weekend. My wife was like, you're watching it again. It's just so damn good. It captured basically every single plot that we visited for Pranksyland, the highlight from after the whip on Thursday. And it was just like all the vibes. It was sort of like perfect. But yeah, so much coming ahead too in the whips. It almost feels like there's too much for me to get into right now. Like, I don't know if we want to talk about something or issue by issue or what, but it just feels almost like too long to list up all the cool shit that we have with Whip Asia and the whip on Thursday and in the coming weeks. How do you want to
get it does, man.
This.
We've got Easy's listening party tonight. Shout out to them. They're listening to us right now, I'm assuming. And at least on the schedule for the moment is Jose opening up again. He did a killer job at the whip on Thursday, filling in for Trippy. And big moves, man. We should really talk about Whipcoin because I feel like that almost got swallowed up in the hype of the Pranksyland thing and everything. And there's probably like a little bit of confusion about it. And that's all right, man. This is like a long play that I'm not like terribly concerned about people figuring out eventually, because one of the cool things that's happened over the past 4 or 5 days behind the scenes is Matthew and I have been talking with and setting up calls with a whole lot of people who want to get on board with this thing. And we're going to be sourcing a ton of wearables from, I don't know if we really want to tease out artists yet, because I don't know that anyone's like confirmed, but we've got enough people showing up willing to do this that it's not going to be hard to execute. So anyway, and we're sourcing, you know, some higher end NFTs and artwork from very well known artists. We're going to have a series of probably from multiple artists of like whip moments, quote unquote whip moments, where I don't know, that's up for interpretation. I guess the artist can take like certain screenshots or GIFs or things that have happened from previous whips and sort of turn those into tokens. So we got like, we'll have some whip memorabilia coming out. And, you know, I think it's going to be good, man. I mean, if we can get the price point proper, we're going to get someone to manage our OpenSea storefront, because Matthew and I don't really know what the hell we're doing in terms of like, you know, we're not artists who mint stuff and need storefronts for anything. So we want to get someone in there to do it proper, who knows what they're doing, try and hook up people with ongoing royalties who create stuff for the Whip fam and the Whip store and everything. And, you know, the goal is that if you show up for a Whip, you come away with enough Whip coin that you can go to the store immediately and purchase something. So we're not trying to make this some sort of thing where, you know, we squeeze every audience member for like 10 visits before they can get a shoe or some shit like that. You know, we want to actually have like legit stuff so that you show up to the Whip, you know, you're rewarded in some capacity for showing your support. And, you know, the selfish play in some part of this is we're hoping this will give us some nice metrics in our guest book, right? Like we've added like a couple additional questions, and part of the requirement to get the Whip coin is you gotta, you know, take an extra 40 seconds and fill out the guest book proper and, you know, give us some quality feedback and everything. And, you know, I feel like that will only help us continue to flesh out these events, continue to know what people want to exchange their Whip coin for. And I don't know, man, I don't see how this doesn't become like a pretty awesome, like self-sustaining economy, especially with the response we've seen, like, you know, just putting out a couple tweets over the weekend. It's like, hey, we need people to make Whip wearables and Whip memorabilia. Does anyone want to do it? And then it's like, you know, RIP my inbox with people who want to get on board, and how do we schedule all these conversations and everything so we can roll this out properly without getting, you know, bombarded with stuff. So all good stuff coming. I should probably, maybe when we put this podcast out, leave another link for to explain to people how to get their Whip coin, because I want to guess there's like a pretty solid amount of people out there who don't even realize they got it. You know, they just need to show up and hit claim on the website, or maybe they're holding off until it builds up after a few more whips and anything. But
I'm excited for that. I didn't know anything about the Whip coin until you guys dropped it at the other whip or last week's. I was like, oh, that's a really good idea. I should have thought of that. But yeah, I love the thought process of like, you know, I mean, I'd love to have exclusive events maybe that you need to pay in Whip coin to get into. Like those are the sort of things that could go all over the place. When you were just talking about different future ideas, I just got a flash of like an NBA Top Shot thing, but instead of basketball moments, we got Whip moments. Now we're talking.
Dude, totally. I feel like the beauty of Whip coin and like how we rolled it out, like it was a really, like we kind of like threw it on to the end of this like epic week of Pranksyland tours and the main whip with great speakers. And the overwhelming response that I got afterwards was like, it's so simple. It's perfect. Right. And that's sort of what the whole driving aim was around rolling this out. Like we didn't want to overcomplicate it. We wanted to make it super simple. We wanted the way that folks get Whip coin to be dead simple. Go to the Whip meetup, sign the guest book, you get the Whip coin. And after that, like the way that we layer on the rewards, we can do that in steps to see what works. And as we kind of hit our stride and knowing what works, we can layer on what the value of Whip coin has, like intrinsically. Mm-hmm. And like again, like just like what you're talking about, like with the idea that you had like framing the Whip moments like an NBA Top Shot moment, like everyone out there who wants to add value to Whip coin can, by bringing those ideas to us, working with us, because everyone that comes to the Whip has a stake in its future success, in making sure that the ideas and what you can spend it on constantly improve. And I feel like starting things off with creating a virtual fashion season and creating a collection for that virtual fashion season using or with together with some of the best wearable designers in the metaverse. It's just sort of like a really fun way to start that process off. And I'm super excited to see like what all the folks who kind of expressed interest in doing something like that come up with, because at the end of the day, it's going to be these designers that are bringing their brands with them, that are creating an entire collection that will be exclusively sold for Whipcoin, like in this cohesive collection, but built obviously on top of their brands. So it's sort of this kind of perfect collaboration, I think, between the Whip and the creators, which is like basically the beating heart of the Whip, in my opinion. So I'm really excited to see that get off the ground really quickly, and then for those Whip moments to be captured. If anyone's like wondering what a Whip moment looks like, I feel like last year, I think it was December, when James SW captured that moment at Rizzle's birthday party in CryptoVoxels and tokenized it. I think it was like an edition of 10. I think that's like a perfect example of what we're like initially thinking, at least. But it'll be interesting to see what other folks out there capture and how they tokenize and how they kind of remember the memories that get made at these Whip meetups. I'm especially curious to see what Paradox does, because he's a freaking master at capturing these moments. And for him to be able to tokenize that, I feel like that's a slam dunk.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because it's not really a technical thing, but what we've been talking about, because it's anybody can run a virtual conference. I mean, you just say, hey, come on over here and see what I built. You know, that's great. But where the power comes is the stats afterwards, seeing how many people showed up, how many consistent mm-hmm. people come, you know, who brings new people. You know, it's like, so having a reward method that people then can then use to go out and potentially purchase exclusive things gives you more insight into what the people who show up want to see, right? I mean, if we make a group of 10 wearables and one of them sells out the day of, then we know there's something there on that thing. So maybe we focus more effort there. I feel like it empowers us to make things. It grows us. It gives us the background we need to act and say, this is what works, this is what doesn't work. And that's what hopefully this thing will turn into. We can eventually, this whole group could be, you know, yeah, we've done that before. We know it kind of doesn't really work. So help guide people towards things that work for them.
Yeah. And like, we've been able to do that a little bit with the guest book that we have now. It's just that we're not capturing everyone that comes, or we had not been capturing most of the folks that were coming to the event. Like at most, I would say folks that were signing the guest book was around like the 50% of people that popped in. This, I just feel like, especially when people start to see the rewards that are attached to it, is really just going to bring us up to that like 80, 90, hopefully 100% mark of folks that pop in here, because it's like, why would you not do that based on the pipeline of rewards and the applications that we're going to be building out for this? And again, since we're kind of like blockchain and like VR world agnostic, this is something that we can take with us wherever we go. Like, it's something that I was kind of like noodling around with in my mind for the longest time. Like, how do we improve that engagement with the guest book in a way that is extensible to like all these other VR worlds, like in an easy to approach way? And it feels like this is that times like 1,000 other great ideas rolled into one in like a very, very simple, seemingly simple and elegant package.
Dude, totally. And this was sort of like the tricky part in creating this, right? Because, you know, the shout out to the Whale community and Whale Shark, they've been like huge supporters of ours and obviously have like provided, you know, some funding for us through the Whale grants and everything to continue to, you know, expand our network and grow our community and everything. And, you know, we've tossed around the idea of some sort of Whip coin for a long time, but the last thing we really wanted to do was create some sort of like Whale coin light, or like some sort of coin that is essentially like does the same things or is distributed in the same way as Whale coin and everything. And it seemed like a conflict of interest, especially since, you know, they've been so supportive of us. So this seemed like the play, you know, in terms of like, you know, this is almost going the other direction of that. I feel like, you know, the Whale coin is very financially driven and financially focused. I mean, obviously it's got like a ton of other like applications and methods of distribution and use cases and everything. on top of that. But I feel like this almost being like the opposite, in the sense that it's not price driven, it's not price focused. It's literally like, you know, sort of a self-contained ecosystem within the Whip that is for the purposes of growing the Whip, rewarding the Whip fam with stuff that they can get. You know, I feel like it's a totally different concept that has like legit legs on its own right and can be a very successful coin in its own right without having to be in direct competition, or without having our communities be like having to choose one coin over the other. I feel like both of them add tremendous value to the ecosystem and have really different purposes. But that was sort of the rub. It's like, you know, we're cool with them. They're a great community and everything. How do we continue to grow our community without positioning ourselves as if we're in competition with them or something, and continue to flesh out this ecosystem in a way that is mutually beneficial to everybody? And I don't know, man, dare I say, like, we may actually accomplish that with this. I feel like it's a pretty solid concept that's different than a lot of other things that are going on out there. And not knocking anybody, but Whale Shark probably, if the angle is to find like many methods of distribution, I feel like Whale Shark's crushing that game. But I almost feel like that's what people gravitate towards too much, and it can get overcomplicated, which goes back to what Matthew is saying, like the simplicity of this. I feel like there's a lot to be said for that. And I don't know, man, maybe it would grow quicker if we had like a billion contests right out of the gate. But I sort of like the idea that, like, yo, we got an AP Whip tonight. If you want Whipcoin, you show up. If you don't, you don't get it. It's like pretty much as simple as that.
Now, I like the I feel like it's more of a slow burn type thing, the way we're doing it, which in my experience is just a whole lot better. I just saw everybody comes out guns blazing and it's like you can run out of steam real fast. Either the community gets bored of it really quick, you can't keep up with the reward structure, you can't, I mean, this, yeah, without millions of dollars to start, I mean, I don't know how you would maintain it if you just go crazy. So I like what we're doing, and I like how it's the distribution model you're trying to push.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is obviously Whale has a great community around it that they built up, but first and foremost, it's been built atop the collection that Whale Shark has accrued, right? So it started with him, and I feel like the difference between Whale and Whipcoin is that Whipcoin is going to be a total community coin from day one. Like, the community is going to build it up and build everything out, versus having that centralized kind of creation. And I feel like that in and of itself is a huge differentiator. Again, can't lose sight of the fact that community over at Whale is amazing, and there's definitely so much to learn there. But the origin of where these coins come from have, I think, really very real and far-reaching implications, especially when it comes to like individual actions of folks within the community. Obviously within Whale, like the actions of Whale Shark have outsized impact, I think, on the value of Whale heading forward. And that's a great responsibility. Of course, like individual member actions with Whipcoin will have an effect, but any given member, because not any one member is responsible for building out this value of Whipcoin, they won't have that particular pressure as much as for example, someone like Whale Shark does with Whale. So I think that's like a really important difference at the outset of a creation of a community coin like Whipcoin. That's really important to bear in mind as we head forward and bring in the community to help build out the value.
Wow, yes, that's a great point. We definitely need to make sure we write and blog about what process or what we see coming up. Because, man, I love the community idea. It's just it's good and bad, as you said. That's decentralization in a nutshell, right? And it's a lot of people, it's like, you may not like what this developer does, but that's not really your say, because it's the community, you know. So I don't know. I'll be really interested to see where it goes.
Dude, I really like it. I take a lot of comfort in knowing that I can like run my mouth and say a bunch of crazy shit and it won't like have much effect on the price. I need that safeguard built into like any coin that I'm
You're not gonna pull a Musk on your investors.
No, but Matthew, tell them about the backdrop, man, because I feel like that's also something that probably not a ton of people are aware of. And I don't know whose idea that was, but that was like part of the genius of this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've had, I guess, since April or the last week of March when we started keeping track of, when we introduced the guest book to the WIP, everyone who signed it and left their Ethereum address, they've been entered in into the database for WIPcoin so that they can claim their back issue of WIPcoin, which goes back to whenever they first signed the guest book. And over like the 20 odd weeks that we've been running the WIP and having the guest book, I feel, what is it, like over 1,000 folks signed it or something like that, that you can go to like wiptoken.com and you can see how many folks had signed it. You can see how many folks signed it last week. And if you signed it, like you can enter in your Ethereum address that you used to sign, and it'll show you immediately how many tokens outstanding you have that you can claim. And you can either claim it right then, like, and you would have to pay a little bit of a gas fee to claim it right now. It's, since gas is like over 250 again, it's insane. You may want to wait until gas prices go down after you attend a few more whips and build up some more of WIPcoin to make that worth it for you. But the process is super simple. WIPtoken.com, it explains everything right there, the history or the background of the simple background of the WIPcoin. What your page looks like, some pictures from previous WIPs. And over time, I think we're going to use the site to help build out information about the WIP, future WIPs, calendar, like all these other things. So like WIPtoken.com is going to be a very, very important resource, not just for the claiming of WIPcoin, but for informational purposes on what's going on with the WIP and potentially other things in the metaverse.
Dude, so let's set the table, man. What do we have coming up with the WIP? I know we got the AP WIP, obviously, tonight. We got a host of speakers that I'm excited to hear with this art drop that is Maker's Place, correct?
No.
Oh, all right. So I'll edit that out.
No. Maker's Place is coming up. That's another drop that we have in 2 weeks on the
17th. I saw the comic books and I thought Delbo and just assumed the Maker's Place affiliation.
Oh yeah,
it's similar.
His latest drop, holy cow! The latest big ones that he did, man. I picked up the Batgirl one. I'm super excited for that. But that last one,
Trizza, wait till you see this shit for tonight's, man. You're gonna want to set an alarm or stay up. Yeah, hit him.
I don't have much money, man. Why do you have to keep taking it from me?
I know. And DCL Blogger, I think, was the one who scooped that latest 101 of Delbo, right? And I told him, I was like, oh man, you picked the perfect time or the least perfect time to come into crypto art, because we have a banger coming out in WIP Asia tomorrow. So so I'll go through the speakers first, which again, we have a fire lineup. First of all, we have crypto artist Katie Arrington, who's going to be stopping by talking about her latest works in progress. We have Shakti Guap, who is the CEO of DevFolio, which is a community of Indian developers that is just like a massive developer power kind of like locked up over there. I don't know what sort of like take over the world plans that they have, but I'm curious to see what they're doing and cooking up over there. And then we have Leo Cheng, who's the founder of Machi X, the crypto art DAO. And Machi X is actually sponsoring the WIP, WIP Asia tomorrow. And as an after event, he made the decision to link up the drop that Machi X has coordinated with the comic book artist named Shun Chen, who has done basically, like, if you know any famous character from Marvel or DC Comics, like, he's drawn them. So Spider-Man, Iron Man, all the Avengers, Wolverine. Like, and he's dropping
Voltron. I saw Voltron.
Like, Voltron was there. What? Yeah. Yeah. So he's dropping a couple one of one ultra rares. He's dropping a couple like limited edition of 10 and 20 editions each with those characters tomorrow with Asia. And these are the first tokenized works of Sean Chen's career. And again, like, these characters are freaking insane. Jose Delbo, hats off to him. Like, obviously super, super legend going back into the early days of comic book art history. But Sean Chen is a player. And for him to come into the space right now, I'm super excited to see what happens. So we have the drop of 5 different pieces. And then right after that, there's like this interactive comic book reading that's going to happen at the venue, where people are going to be able to like literally walk through a comic book that may or may not get tokenized at some point. And this is all being held at the Comic X build in CryptoVoxels. So the plan is, on Machi X's end, is when they do these drops, they're going to be segmenting them by category or type, like, for example, in this case, comics. And in the future, it may be Sean Chen and maybe another comic book artist, but in this Comic X build, they're going to be constantly dropping new editions of comic book art. So it's kind of a really interesting model that they're coming up with, and this is going to be the first time they're trying it out. And I can't wait to scoop a couple of these pieces, man. And I can't wait to see what happens with some of the ultra rare one of ones.
Yeah, man. Glad I wasn't going to sleep anyway, because this is one I definitely want to stay up for. The artwork is really, really cool, man. And I wasn't like huge into like comic books growing up, but man, I saw the Voltron and I was like, yo, Voltron was like my shit when I was a kid. I was like way into Transformers and Voltron and all that stuff, man.
Thundercats came in with those too. Oh, horrible. I know. Now I'm going to have to spend all my money too.
I know, man. It's tough. And in Thursday's whip, the details are like a little bit fuzzy. We got speakers lined up. We got this Rendar token burned, which I can't wait to hop on a call with him tomorrow and, you know, source out some of the details for that. But everything we do with Rendar is super fun. And then who's the speakers on Thursday, Matthew? And we're playing around with the idea. I know Crypto Woman's got this fashion show going on, and we're like going to try and see if we can work some angle with that as well, I believe.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, the project sponsor is nifties.com. Token Angel, he agreed to hop on board after I let him know what the speaker list is, because we have, first of all, NFT Showroom, which is a new crypto art marketplace built on the Hive blockchain, coming on to talk about what they're doing. So this will be the first time I think a lot of folks are going to get exposed to that project that's attracting some really, really interesting artistic talent over there. We have Sparrow coming on to talk about the invisible economy and what's going on over at Dada.art. And then we have Robert from Mozilla Hubs that's going to come over here, which is the first time that we're going to have like someone from a traditional VR project come into a blockchain VR project and talk about it, at least in the context of the whip. So I'm really excited, especially for that conversation. So we're going to get NFTs, crypto art, different blockchain experience, as well as like traditional VR speakers coming in here. And that's all before we do the epic Rendar burn. And then the fashion show in the dome that Crypto Woman is putting on with a bunch of crypto wearable designers is going on. And I feel like now we can almost officially say that we're going to link everything right after the Rendar build, because that's sort of how I left it off with Crypto Woman, as when she brought it up and mentioned that it fell on the same day as the whip. So I can't wait to go check that out, because if you go to the Bronx and you check out the dome build that Crypto Woman has set up, there's a catwalk and it has like, I don't know, you just got to see it. It's like perfect. I could never imagine that someone would make something like that happen in CryptoVoxels, but it's like a proper runway. It's going to be pretty sick.
That sounds amazing. Wow, that's really cool. I love some of the stuff they're doing. I know I've recently have run into CryptoVoxels, the wearables things are still freaking out on me and stuff like that. So that's been a fun one. But I've been talking to Ben about doing some stuff, because Crypto Woman's actually talked to me a little, you know, reached out a couple times about it too. And that's a frustrating, yeah, it's like, I'd love to help you more, but my hands are tied on this, because the stuff she's doing is really impressive. If you've seen her walking around in some of her dresses and things.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, man. I'm so excited to start pulling some of these people in to create things for Whipcoin and everything. I mean, we got a couple confirmed. We can probably shout out Syncos, Pixel, Volt Edge, Sandy Meows. These are just on the short list of people who have already like 100% confirmed and really just like a drop in the bucket of the conversations we have lined up and everything. But it's so cool, man, to have all these people support in this whole, like, whatever it is we're doing. And the wearable community, man, just seem to sort of like spin off out of ours and everything. And I just love that shit, man. So to be able to throw our weight behind that and bring, I'm going to have to freshen up my stuff, man. I'm going to have to like re-examine what wearables I'm wearing for this week prior to Thursday.
Same.
Yeah, I've had the same outfit for months, I think.
Gotta come looking nice on Thursday, man.
I know, for real.
And then on top of all this, we have like something cooking with how we're going to run music from now on, or I should say how yep. Chippy Yogi is going to run music for the Whip. So that's like a whole, we just have so much going on, so much cooking. This is really, really taking on a life of its own. It's what the Whip is becoming is absolutely insane. It's so intense.
Yeah, last week's performance from Jose was really awesome. Like, he started it early because he wanted to sing happy birthday to Bruce the Goose. And I was like, wait, don't start yet, dude. I got to start up the Twitch stream. You know, I'm like, how are we supposed to capture any of this?
Dude, and, you know, that was sort of what hatched the idea that Matt's talking about. So we've essentially put Trippy in charge of music now. And, you know, we're going to try and have some rotating live music acts before the Whip, Jose included. In theory, Jose is performing right before people are listening to this podcast at Easy's listening party. But I know he also said he's got a few buddies who are also very talented musicians in their own right. And, you know, as people heard that, we had a couple DJs reach out who also would be interested in doing live sets. So that seems like the play, man. Trippy gets a promotion. He's like now in charge of like Whip music and people report to him and we get like a dope, you know, rotation of live music acts and maybe they sort of get their initial rollout at our listening parties. And yeah, man, how think about where we were like, you know, 3 months ago, falling flat on our faces with like audio problems. And now we like got our music guy bringing on more musical acts for like the opening gig.
Yeah. What do we call him? Our CMO, like chief music officer.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. That sounds great. That's CMO. Trippy Yogi. No, you know, I was actually thinking that.
Chief Happiness Officer.
There you go.
This makes me so happy.
We should give like more official names. I feel bad. I keep calling like Dragonade our audio guy or whatever, and I keep like trying to double back. I'm like, oh, our audio technician or whatever. But we should give ourselves like all official titles, whether they're or not. They're totally ridiculous. Chief Happiness Officer or whatever, totally fine. But some official Whip Crew titles for everybody, I think, are in order. They can pick their own or something.
President redeem their Whip coin for their titles.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go, man. Now you're thinking.
Your title is governed by your total holdings. Oh man.
All right, Joel. Anything else we need to hit or shout out for this week? I think we got like a ton of people in this episode.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I did like a lot of those pranksy builds were pretty amazing last week. Leandro's that theater was something else. Know, right? Sells pictures and all that. I mean, it was, but we've already called those guys out, I guess. But it was really cool going through all those.
It bears repeating. Actually, man, one of the things that inspired the Whip Moments idea was like me sort of dragging behind the pack, watching everybody walk up to the giant Hackatow build in there. And it just felt like such an epic, like video game moment where you like walk up to like some massive like end boss or something like that. And we just have like a grip of people that we were all like with walking up to it. And that was, I'm like, man, make like a, you know, 5 second GIF of this and, you know, throw it up on, you know, any of these websites and everything. And I would, you know, 1000% buy it for some Whipcoin to just sort of have that memory in my wallet forever. So, I mean, really, it was Pranksy Land that sort of like inspired all of that because you could do one per build, basically. you know, one of these whip moments or something like that. So that was like the perfect venue to, you know, hatch that concept.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think we hit everything.
Picture. Yeah, we need audio with a boss music to tip off. That's a great idea. 8-bit hold, old school, crazy boss music. That was always great. Get your heart racing.
Dude, tokenize that shit. Put it up for Whipcoin. I will 100% buy it, and we'll get our new storefront manager to, you know, make it look nice and fancy and get you some ongoing royalties for it.
I'll be right on that.
All right. Let's wrap it up for today, and we'll see you guys soon, I'm sure. We'll keep cranking these events out.
Nice.
Later, boys.
All right.
Later.
There you go.